light keeps it coming.
It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
This is Body Talk with Dr. David Amron. Yes, we are in the studio and there's TVs on in here, Gilbert.
No, but that's our old theme song.
Yeah,
from the first show. Yeah. And I canned it, remember?
Yeah, I remember you canning it. And he had some really great... We got to turn this TV off in here. Do you know how to turn this off? Oh, wonderful. Yeah, but what about the harmonica? The harmonica, Gilbert?
I got it.
I'm a little disoriented so far, I got to tell you.
So what went on this weekend that you came in totally exhausted?
Well, last night I went to my 30-year high school reunion. I went to Uni High School in Westwood, and it was my 30-year reunion. And it was, you know, it was a blast. It was actually, you know, you go to these things kind of apprehensive, not sure this and that, and within a few minutes you start seeing faces you haven't seen in years. But people look good. People were very nice. I noticed, you know, they gave you a little badge to wear, and I noticed that I was dressed very similarly to how I looked back then. You know, I had like a shirt with a big collar, and this was the 70s back then, and I also wore a shirt with a big collar with
a
suit.
And you had the same exact kind of outfit on?
Yeah, but I had a suit on last night, and I had what was called a leisure suit on back in the 70s. You remember a leisure suit?
Yes, Leisure Suit Larry. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, leisure suits went with platform shoes.
And did you wear... You didn't wear the
platform. No, of course not. Of course not. No. Well, I did back then, a little bit.
Were you easily recognizable? Did people come up to you and kind of go nuts?
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't look your age, I bet they said, oh, you look the same. You haven't aged one bit.
No, nobody really said that.
No?
They said you look good, but, you know, you're 30 years. You age, right? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you do not look your age at all, though. I mean, you really, really look young.
Right, so thanks. I look in my 30s, but, you know.
You definitely look younger in your
30s. Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
And you're not anywhere close to that. I'm kidding.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been working a lot. This weekend's been pretty long, tedious, but it's good.
And hot, too.
It's been hot, but I haven't been outside, which I'm so bummed about. It's so beautiful. It's such a great motorcycle riding weather.
And when I finish this, I'm going to my house and having a pool party today.
Which you just informed me of, because I love it, because everybody now is having barbecues today, and everybody, oh, this is a great segue. I'll let you know why. Yeah, everybody's having pool parties, because summer's coming. And one of the reasons we do this show, well, there's a lot of reasons, but it's to help you look better and feel good about yourself. I know that Dr. David Amron is the only cosmetic surgery that he does is liposuction, and he does it so very well. And that's why Entertainment Tonight has called you the guru of liposuction, and you've been doing this for 14 years. You've got, you know, A-list celebrities going in and out of your door. I always walk in. I know I can't mention them on air, but there's always people there, and you're so good at it. And you do this show to inform people, really, the ins and outs and of liposuction. And what's liposuction? What's liposeduction? And we've been doing this now for, almost 2 months?
Oh, no, it's been more than that.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's been like 3 months, maybe even to our fourth month.
Really?
Yeah, time flies.
Well, since we are thrown with the music and everything, I have to just tell people who you are. If you've just tuned in and you haven't been a listener, Gilbert shaking his head, and you haven't been a listener and you've just tuned in, Dr. David Amron is the fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. And like I said before, the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction, and he's fantastic at it. You may have seen him on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, BBC, I could read forever, Fox, Good Day LA, Extra, Inside Edition. I mean, VH1, you've been everywhere, including my TV show when I had
accolades,
on.
As you say.
Accolades. These are your accolades. Yeah. And so I really wanted you to show. I think we talked about it for about a year and a half before you got on the air. And it's pretty successful, and I'm very happy for that.
Well, thanks. Yeah. You know, like Carrie said, for those of you who haven't heard the show, which I, once again, assume is most of you, I've been in practice for 14 years in Beverly Hills. I mostly do liposuction surgery. It's the only major cosmetic surgery I do. I take a lot of pride and passion in this, but I began the show to educate and clarify things and demystify a lot of the misunderstandings, more specifically with liposuction. There's been a lot of things that have entered into the marketplace that I think are very confusing, and I'll be blunt, I think many of them really just don't basically work very well, and they're being marketed very aggressively and being marketed what I say, and when what I say is deceitfully. And affecting people, and people are spending money and their expectations and not achieving results. So I really want to educate and clarify, and I like answering questions. So if you have any questions about liposuction or the other procedures, or are you a good candidate or not a good candidate, or what's it all about, please call in.
888-520-9710. We are live. 888-520-9710.
So today, what we're going to talk about, Carrie,
yes,
is there is an article in today's LA Times about Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll talk about a little bit, because, you know, also in the last couple weeks, since Dancing with Stars, I'm getting hit with lots of questions about this. We're going to finish up those myths, the five myths with regard to liposuction surgery, which we began last week. We're going to transition into the top five liposuction mistakes and why liposuction has the highest revision rate of almost 1 in 4 of any cosmetic surgery, and why mine's 1 in 1,000. And then if we have time, we'll kind of touch on fat versus flab, which I don't think we got to last week, did we?
You always touch on it a little bit, but sometimes you go into more detail.
Because I could talk about that for about 15 minutes itself.
Well, that's
the difference between fat versus flab.
And the difference between me walking into your office and saying, okay, I need this fixed, and you saying, okay, I can't do any more than I have already done. That is flab, go to the gym.
Right, right.
You know, and I love those stories. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand what flab is and what fat is. And that's it's always good to inform people.
All right, so we'll try to get to that.
Because I didn't know,
So anyway, this article, Priscilla Presley was on Dancing with Stars, I believe, a couple weeks ago. And
she's still on.
She's still on.
She's still on.
Yeah. Okay, so I never really watched that show. I was at my parents' house, staying there for about a week because my house was being worked on.
Right.
And my parents loved that show. And I've actually never sat and watched it, but I sat and watched it and she was on it. And, you know, I never really paid attention so much how she looked. I think she was a very pretty woman.
Yeah.
But she did look a little bit different. And I've been just barraged with questions about what's going on with her by my patients. And it does look that she's had some stuff done, I've got to say, that hasn't maybe been done in the best way. And
you're being very nice. And there's a lot of
I'm trying to be very nice because I'm trying not to bash things.
Right.
I think she still looked... You know, she still looks good. She's a pretty woman, but it didn't really look so natural to me. And this article is in today's paper, the LA Times, kind of talks a lot about that and how she looks yanked and puffy and kind of expressionless. And but then it goes on to say, you know, it makes an argument for people basically should not get cosmetic surgery. I mean, the author of this article says, I wish people would just stop. And I think that's going a little bit too far. I think when things are done in good taste and with good judgment, and you achieve a natural result, that's good. And nobody really knows. The thing with this is that it's very easy to spot the bad nose job, the bad facelift, the bad breast job,
the bad lips,
or the bad filler,
yeah,
and say that's cosmetic surgery and that people should just not do that. I do agree with her. She made a point that all these shows, Nip Tuck and Dr. 90210 and this and that, tend to sensationalize cosmetic surgery and the effects it might have on people, especially younger people. And I basically agree with that. I think that I don't like cosmetic surgery being sensationalized. I think these shows tend to make it seem less than it really is. And it can have effect on people.
But then there is very, very good plastic surgery that you don't know. And if you take a look, and I'm not going to say all these people. I've just seen pictures of Angelina Jolie and her nose, was a lot wider as she was younger. And she's gotten older, and it doesn't seem like noses thin out when you get older. And it looks like a very different nose. It looks like a little pug nose.
So has she had a nose shot?
It looks like it. And there have been articles saying that she has. I don't know. I'm just saying, to me, it looks like it. But I don't want to also, you look at Katie Holmes. She had the little pug nose. I watched her in her TV show. And now, you know, it's a lot thinner. Michelle Pfeiffer had a nose job. There's so many people that have had really good work done. Jennifer Aniston had her nose done twice. But she left it almost her original shape. Good for her. She just thinned it out a bit. Cameron Diaz is to a nose job. There's so many people that have had really, really good work done.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I got to admit, I really don't keep on top of this stuff like that. I mean, I just kind of go to work and do my work, but I really don't watch TV that much. So some of these people I really don't know that well or follow them, but obviously people like to. And, you know, like you said, people tend to spot what's done poorly and just label that as cosmetic surgery, and that's not really what it's about. You know, what I've learned about in life is that unfortunately, most people don't do what they say they do very well.
Right.
That's one thing. It's very difficult to find a good plumber or a good person to do your hair or a good person to do whatever, painting. I mean, unfortunately, most people don't do things very well. Secondly, I think that most people don't have the best taste in things. And right. things are commonly done with poor taste. People don't dress well. People don't decorate their houses well. And people don't always get cosmetic surgery done very well, too. You know, last night at this reunion, somebody asked me, when they know what I do, do you have a lot of people who are addicted to plastic surgery and just want to get a lot of stuff done? And I said, you know, not really. Actually, most of my patients, like you, are very, very just normal people that have good judgment and understand cosmetic surgery or the other things that I do besides liposuction, like Botox and fillers,
right.
is a tool to look better, like getting your hair done or getting good makeup done or dressing well. And when it's done well and done with good taste, it looks good and looks natural.
Right.
When things are done in excess and not done with good judgment, it's going to look like in excess. It's going to look unnatural. And so, you know, yes, people once in a while do ask for things that are done that I don't agree with, that I think is in bad judgment, and I don't like to do it. I really try to guide them back to doing things in a natural way. First of all, I have, you know, it's my work in a way. I have my signature put on whatever I'm doing, whether I'm doing their lips or doing the liposuction. And I really am going to use my judgment and my discretion and my skills to achieve, honestly, in ways what I think is really the best look on things. Because patients many times don't know. They think they want something, but the doctor has to be the one to guide them. And that's why, again, I go back to the same idea of people need to find the right doctor with whatever they're doing in cosmetic surgery and to stop asking for a machine or a particular filler or this and that, and to try to go back to the basics of finding a good doctor to evaluate you properly and do the proper procedure on you.
Well, I have to say that I think there's so many people that I've sent to you, whether they're people that just I'm talking to at the hair salon, if it's my family, friends of my family, friends of friends. I constantly get asked why I look so young. And I say, well, you know, I go to Dr. Amron. He does fillers here. I get a little Botox here. And they said, but your face moves. Absolutely, my face moves. He's not going to, he could make my forehead stop moving. But you do this thing where you take away the wrinkles and my face still moves. I can move my eyebrows. I can move my everything. And they say, wow, that's the most natural. I didn't think it looked natural.
Well, first of all, you got great genes. I mean, your dad looks really
right,
great still.
Looks very young.
You've got good genes. I've seen your mother. Your mother looks great. So that's number one. That's probably the most important factor, I got to say. And then, yes, environmental stuff and living life can affect things. I think that people that live a rougher life, it tends to show on them. I think that people get a lot of, obviously, sun. It causes sun damage. But most importantly,
you've made me look so natural. And everybody that I've brought to you is so happy.
Thank you.
They walk out of there, nobody knows they've had anything done. My girlfriend still hides the fact that she has Botox from her husband, which I'm like, just tell him. But he was so against it. But she still hides the fact because it looks so natural. He has never said anything.
Yeah, when Botox is done well, it just relaxes areas and it looks completely natural.
Completely.
If Botox is done with bad judgment or overly done, the face looks frozen and doesn't move in normal ways. It looks like Priscilla Presley, you know, maybe has had maybe a little too much Botox in the wrong areas.
Around her mouth.
And it does look to me that areas have been filled in a little bit of excess, and because of that, it doesn't look so natural, and and that's it.
Right. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning fillers or Botox, if you want to air any grievances, if you have any questions about liposuction, give us a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710.
Now, we have a few minutes before the break, which is coming up in about 5 minutes. So let's kind of finish up with those top five myths of liposuction.
Yes, yes.
And then we'll transition to the top five mistakes of liposuction before we start getting telephone callers.
Okay.
So top five myths. Let me run through the first four that I got to last week. Lipo is dangerous. Well, really, under local anesthesia, the way I do this, it's essentially completely safe. Lipo under general anesthesia is a very dangerous procedure, about a 1 in 5,000 death rate.
Explain the difference between local and general.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know.
So general anesthesia, it's really a general anesthesia is where you're intubated. You have a tube in your mouth essentially breathing for you, and you're essentially unconscious. You're being monitored by an anesthesiologist, and you're out. And you cannot move properly because of that. Local anesthesia is where I put a fluid into your fat, under the skin, and I actually do that all myself, and gently numb the areas, and it achieves a lot of things. First of all, it numbs the area. Secondly, it preps the area before I start removing fat. And then lastly, the advantage is that it allows proper and exact positioning, which allows me to contour things very meticulously. That's actually the biggest reason why I think problems occur, because of improper positioning and the surgeon jabbing the skin from underneath. Number two, fat comes back. No, if the doctor does it properly and completely enough, the fat really doesn't come back. whatever percentage you're removing is permanently removed from that area. Number three, lipo is for fat people. One should just diet and exercise. That's myth number three. No, lipo has actually nothing to do with being overweight, underweight, or normal weight. Lipo is specifically about balancing a person's body out. It should only be used to target areas of genetic disproportion. The way I kind of look at it is that you've got all these storage facilities all over your body, like storage units. Like when you drive down the freeway, you see these storage places.
Yes.
Well, your body has storage places to store fat. And with lipo, what you're doing, if it's done properly, you're targeting areas that you have excess storage facilities.
Right.
And you just can't store there. And you will store wherever you have storage facilities remaining. And if the surgeon pays attention to proportion and then targets only those areas, he makes you balanced and proportioned. If he doesn't, and that's one of the mistakes we'll talk about, he throws you out of balance or proportion permanently. Myth number four, the fat goes to other areas. Well, that's what I just mentioned, that if lipo is done well, you're reducing areas where there's excess fat tissue, and you have a balance and a proper proportion. If the surgeon makes the mistake of taking somebody who is proportionate and balanced, but yet just overweight and out of shape, and targets one or two areas and strips them of fat, then yes, the person will then store fat in a very disproportionate way, very unevenly. And that can be a big problem because it can permanently do that patient a disservice and throw them out of balance or proportion. And when I do revision on those types of patients, I can almost always make a great correction by then swinging them back into proportion, but many times it's very difficult. It's very difficult to get them back into the proportion that they could have been in. And that person, quite honestly, should not have been done with liposuction.
Right.
It was really a mistake to touch them, to touch one or two areas and throw them out of balance proportion. That's a very important, powerful point that patients don't understand, number one, and unfortunately, doctors that do this procedure many times don't follow that.
That's why when you're getting your breast done or you're getting some other cosmetic procedure and they say, oh, we'll throw in the liposuction, please be aware of that. Make sure they're looking at you in it as a total package. And when he's saying disproportionate, you do people that are heavy, you do people that are thin, you do people underweight if they're
right.
Disproportionate.
That's right.
So let's say you have, you know, maybe you're carrying some, you know, tummy fat. You've got a little heavier tummy. He's going to give you a breast job, a doctor, and then say, oh, we're going to throw in some liposuction of the tummy. He may throw you completely out of proportion if that is not done right. Now your tummy is tiny, your waist is tiny, and you think your thighs are fat, and you think your arms look bigger. And that's exactly what happens to so many people.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that lipo really should just be a procedure by itself.
Right.
I really don't like to combine it with other procedures. First of all, the risks go up significantly. Secondly, not enough importance is given to lipo alone. So if
right.
the surgeon is not evaluating you completely, your entire body, for lipo, just go ahead and run because he's not really taking into account proportion.
Right.
The last myth I'll just mention before the break is that lipo causes indentations and rippling and uneven results. And we're going to talk about this. And yes, it can, but if it's done really well, it really doesn't. So I think we're at break time.
Yeah,
right, Gilbert?
Are.
And Gilbert, oh, there goes Gilbert.
There we go.
Sounds
That's Gilbert.
Nice.
That's our board op playing the harmonica. Fantastic. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. If you have any questions at all, you can give us a call. We are live. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You can also look him up at expertliposuction.com. You can find pretty much, I think, any question will be answered from that website. That's expertliposuction.com. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
You know, pains in your neck and your shoulders are about as welcome as lectures from your mother-in-law. You want to avoid them like root canal, and you can do it with SalonPas Air Spray Pain Relievers and Patches. SalonPas wants you to be more active, so they're giving you a crack at winning a pair of tickets to the big Sunday race at the Toyota Grand Prix in Long Beach. Just go to 971freefm.com for your chance to win. You'll also qualify to win free Friday passes. Not a bad deal. Your pain-free weekend at the races is powered by SalonPas, available at your local drugstore. Be more active, and the proud pains in the butt right here at 97.1, Long Beach's FM Talk Station.
Toyota owners, start your engines.
Making it easy.
The Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is back. And with any Toyota service of $69.99 or more, get two tickets Good Friday, April 18th, and Saturday, April 19th. See the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Formula Drift, and Champ Car Qualifying. Plus, meet your favorite celebrity drivers. And don't miss the live evening concert.
Making it easy on you.
Have your Toyota serviced right by factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts, and you'll get a pair of tickets to the 34th annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach with any service of $69.99 or more. To purchase Sunday tickets, call 1-888-82-SPEED. Ticket offer good while supplies last at participating Southern California Toyota dealers. Toyota, moving forward.
Welcome, Mainlander, to Island's Fine Burgers and Drinks, simple stories about modern life. Storyteller?
Mainlander always wondered why they called it Island's Fine Burgers and Drinks. Then one day, Blue Nami Burgers began calling to him. How about a fresh ground beef patty, Mainlander, smothered in crumbled blue cheese and red onions? And Mai Tais teased, wouldn't a cold fruit-filled umbrella drink sound good right about now? Wouldn't it, Mainlander? Mainlander, 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 Mainlander? Till eventually Mainlander screamed, fine, burgers and drinks, you win, I'll go to Islands. Now, Mainlander knows.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, storyteller, if you say so. When burgers and drinks start talking to you, just take a few deep breaths and then head to Islands. It's that simple. Islands, fine burgers and drinks. Oh, I get it now, storyteller. Very clever. Mainlanders, welcome.
97.1.
Ah, the mulligan. That get-out-of-jail-free card golfers turn to when their shot has gone astray.
Dude, an alligator swallowed my ball. Well, that's a mulligan.
No, man, play it where it lies.
It's an alligator.
Okay, all right, mulligan.
Thank you.
Wimp.
Wouldn't it be great if you could call a mulligan for any bad break? The one you shanked into the parking lot. The questionable sandwich from the cart girl. Well, at Golfsmith, you can at least call a mulligan on those old clubs you're playing with. Just bring them in during our national trade-in days. We'll give you top dollar toward the price of new clubs, like the new square driver you've been wanting. Plus, for a limited time, we'll add 30% more to your trade-in value when you make a purchase of $250 or more. Golfsmith has all your favorite brands, too, like Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, and more. And you can even finance your new clubs with no interest or payments until 2009. You know what to do with those old clubs.
Mulligan.
Bring them to Golfsmith during National Trade-In Days. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Honey, I'm back.
Hi, baby.
Who was all here drinking beer while I was at my mom's?
Nobody was here drinking beer.
Oh, come on. Tell the truth. I saw the beer cans in the trash out front.
Beer cans? Where? Show me.
What do you call these?
Oh, those are cans of Tecate Light. That's not beer. That's cerveza.
Oh, come on. Beer, cerveza. It's the same thing.
No, no, no. Beer and cerveza is not the same thing.
Of course it is.
Is it the same thing if I say te quiero or I love you?
No, it's not the same.
You see, just like amar y querer is not the same, beer and cerveza is not the same either.
I know what you mean. Sorry, honey.
I love you.
Te quiero.
Huh?
Tecate Light, Mexico's number one cerveza light. It's not beer, it's cerveza. Enjoy Tecate Light responsibly. 2007, Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-600-5971. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971.
The Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters encourages all registered voters to participate in the upcoming February 5th presidential primary election. Los Angeles County voters have three options for casting the ballot: voting by mail, in-person early voting at the Registrar of Voters office, and voting at the polls on Election Day. Applications to vote by mail are available at lavote.net and on the back cover of the official sample ballot booklets. You must request your vote by mail ballot by January 29th. Voted ballots must be returned to the Registrar of Voters by Election Day. On Election Day, polling places open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Voters are encouraged to confirm their polling place before going to vote. This information is available on the official sample ballot booklet or at lavote.net and by phone at 800-815-2666. Los Angeles County is committed to serving all voters, including those with specific needs. Polling places are equipped with audio ballot booths, multilingual voting materials, and other assistive services. Visit lavote.net or call 800-815-2666. This message is brought to you by the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder County Clerk with Help America Vote Act funding.
My HD radio makes me feel sorry for my car. I got all these new extra HD stations now, and I don't know, I get all pumped up and start banging on the steering wheel when I hear something I like, hitting the horn, slapping the seat, punching the dashboard, beating the crud out of the door. My husband won't even sit in the front seat.
Ask about HD radio at your Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership. 100% free HD radio at hdradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Alaska Airlines is introducing the West Most schedule. It offers more daily nonstops between California and the Pacific Northwest than all other airlines combined. That's the most, the West Most. Go to alaskaair.com.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that go. Catfish. Nice, Gilbert. Nice.
I think it was about a 10-minute break, wasn't it?
That was too
That was
long
the longest break, I got to tell you. I could have run across the street to Kukuru and got a bowl and been back.
No joke. We could have gone to eat and been back. That, yeah. Everybody, thanks for holding that held through that long break.
Yeah, really.
This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. If you have any questions concerning liposuction, if you have any questions, Botox, fillers, things that you've got questions on, we have been talking a little bit about bad plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And I know you've gotten a lot of, he's not, and I just want to let people know that you are not an all-over plastic surgeon. You do liposuction. That is your one and only cosmetic procedure, and you do it well. You have a very, very, very low revision rate, and you use local anesthetic and anesthesia. It's fantastic. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, give us a call. It's 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. 9710. Stan in Brea. You're on with Dr. David Amron, and I'm Carrie Kasem. Hello.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
Hey, just a question about the liposuction for my wife. What kind of payment plans do you have? Or if I have really good insurance, can insurance help pay for something like that? Or is it a cash thing? Or how does that work?
Essentially, no insurance. Lipo is just not going to be covered by insurance. Yes, it's a cash thing. And lastly, payment plan. I believe my office has something like that. You know, Jade is my patient care coordinator. She's wonderful. If you give the office a call, she'll talk to you about that. I believe there's some payment plans that we have or some companies that assist in financing.
Okay. And one more thing. Can you recommend someone for gastric bypass?
You know, I don't really know for sure. There was somebody I used to refer to who's no longer in practice. So I unfortunately, I can't help you with that right now. But you know what I will do, though, is I will this next week research that, because I do want to find somebody to refer to. And if you give me a call in the office, 310-275-2467.
Nobody's
towards
taking it
the
back.
End
of, so fast.
310-275-2467. Call me later in the week. I will research that for you, and I'll get you an answer to that. But I think you had a question about lipo versus gastric bypass. What the difference is?
No, it was just it was a two-part question. That's all.
Okay. All right.
And you know, too, I had my cousin got that. It's a lap band around instead of the gastric. It was either gastric bypass or the lap band.
Right.
She's so happy, and she looks like a different woman.
Well, again, I think that Stan should have his wife evaluate somebody and see which the best way to go is.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Stan.
You got a great show, and it's very informative. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Stan. I appreciate the good words.
Thanks.
Heidi in Lake Forest, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a specific problem. I had acoustic neuroma surgery, and it's left me with facial paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 months ago, and, you know, not looking very good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been some talk. Some people have suggested maybe I do Botox, like on my, what I call my good side.
Right,
the
right.
Paralysis side.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, I have done that at times. You know, if one side is really, typically if one side's paralyzed or some area is paralyzed, you're going to use muscles around that a little bit excessively. And it can help if it's done very well to soften those muscles and just relax them and be very conservative with it. So, yes, basically the answer is yes, it can help. You should be evaluated and see if it can help and then have it done well.
So how long... You know, after how long? Like the nerve, the seventh cranial nerve was damaged. It wasn't cut, and so I'm still hoping for
some recovery from it.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So then, you know, in the interim, it can take a while to recover. I mean, many months. And Botox tends to last a few months. So I think it's a worthwhile thing to consider having done. I mean, it's not going to be a permanent thing. You don't want a permanent thing, but it's going to relax those areas, probably. And soften some of the asymmetry.
Right, you will have. Now you're talking on the non-parallel.
I'm talking about the side that you still have a lot of activity. Yes,
because too much activity on that one side.
Right. So I can do that. You know, if you find somebody else who's very good at Botox, you know, it's a fairly commonly done thing.
Is that right? So it's not such a bizarre.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you don't want to be on the air, and you just want to call the office, you can call 310-275-2467. Leave a message. They'll get right back to you. 310-275-2467.
Yeah, I also want to direct people to the website, too. I know we keep mentioning it, expertliposuction.com. It's a very good site. It's very informative. It goes through my whole philosophy about liposuction, who's a good candidate, my own specific technique. I have a section called Area by Area where I try to convey all the fine points that I have learned and developed over 14 years of doing this procedure that allow me to get the best result in each area, because I really believe this procedure should be done one time correctly. I don't believe in touch-ups and revision stuff. My own personal revision rate's about 1 in 1,000. So you really want to try to nail it the first time. But the website is very good. It really clears up a lot of things. It also touches on a lot of these newer procedures that have entered into the marketplace that basically I don't feel have added much to a good result or definitely with regard to safety. So go through the website. I mean, you know, if you're going to consider seeing me for a consultation, I really think it's best to educate yourself. And that's why I try to do this on the show. And continue to educate yourself. Learn. And don't be impulsive with getting a procedure done.
Amy in Claremont, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Amy.
I have tangles.
Uh-huh.
And they have been a problem. My entire family, we all call them table legs.
Yeah.
It just goes, there's no, and it's, is there something that can be done about that?
Yes. Liposuction almost always is great to do in that area.
Really?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Typically, that fullness in the lower, well, first of all, the whole calf and ankle area can be full. Or it's possible that the calf itself is properly proportioned and balanced with your body. Mm-hmm. And then as you go down south towards your feet, the ankles get fuller. So liposuction can be done in that area. Now, that area, as far as I'm concerned, is not a an area that should be done by somebody without a lot of experience in liposuction. It's a more difficult area to approach. It has to be done with a lot of sensitivity and proper technique and very good judgment, because you're essentially sculpting a table leg all the way down, all the way around, and it's got to be done very, very well to look natural. That's why you probably will find few surgeons that really do calves and ankles. The people that focus on liposuction like myself definitely do it, and it's a great thing to do. And there really isn't anything else you can do in that area. Sometimes the fullness.
And a lot of hope.
Yeah, well, it can be great. I mean, it can be probably that area. That area is one of the areas I make people the happiest, because it makes such a great difference.
Just want to wear skirts, and I do, but I never feel comfortable. And I work out all the time. I do cycling, and it's just they're always there.
Right. Well, this goes back to my whole philosophy. You're genetically disproportionate in that area. You yourself can identify that you were out of balance or proportion just looking, and it also runs in your family, and that's further support that area is disproportionate. Now, some of that area might be your bone and muscle structure, that you can only get so much improvement, but almost for sure, most of that fullness is due to fat, and well-done liposuction is going to sculpt that area and bring it down and create a much better contour and silhouette. Okay, so what I would tell you to do is call my office, schedule a consult. Right now, my consults are complimentary, and let's start with a good evaluation. And like I've been saying, you know, I'm not just going to look in that area, to be quite honest with you. I'm going to look at your entire body, and I will give you my opinions where I think you're in or out of proportion. And if you only want to do that area, we can just approach it that way.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call.
Appreciate it.
Bye. And the number is to call his office, 310-275-2467. For a complimentary consult, you can call right now, and your office will get back to tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Monday. Yeah, sure.
310-275-2467.
Yeah, and when we come back, I will jump into those top five liposuction mistakes, the most common things that are done wrong with liposuction that lead to bad results.
Excellent. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Not to give in.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1, free FM.
This is No Brainer Investing on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Let's face it, you need your celebrity fix, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, MSN.com has you covered. They've got all the latest on news, movie reviews, and gossip featuring all your favorite celebrities.
Everything you need to keep up to date in the world of entertainment.
Leave Britney alone!
Get on with it.
Just hit MSN.com, find the headline you heard on Teresa Strasser's news, then slide over to 971freefm.com. When you submit your headline, you can win a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. We are 97.1, the MSN using FM Talk Station.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive sales event. Right now, get an Autobahn-tuned Volkswagen with zero due at signing. Just sign over your mortal soul and...
It's just sign, then drive, no souls.
Oh, sorry. Is it firstborn, then?
No.
Gotcha. First and second born. Get an Autobahn-tuned Volkswagen with zero due at signing. Just first and second born.
Sign then drive. No down payment, no first month payment, no souls, and no children.
Oops, my bad. The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event. Lease a German-engineered Rabbit for $229 a month, or a Jetta for just $249 a month. Loaded with standard features like four-wheel ABS, traction control, and MP3 jack. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. This is a limited-time offer, right?
Offer ends April 30th, 2008. For example, lease a 2008 Rabbit 2.5-liter S two-door with manual transmission for $229 a month for 36 months, or a Jetta S with manual transmission for $249 a month for 36 months, and pay nothing at signing, excluding taxes, title options, and dealer charges. See dealer for details or call 1-800-DRIVE-VW.
The Sign Then Drive event is back. Right now, you can get into any new Volkswagen for practically just a signature. Stop by your Southern California Volkswagen dealer to take advantage today. Visit SoCalVW.com to find a dealer near you.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-500-0898.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-500-0898. 1-800-500-0898. That's 1-800-500-0898.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls, legally reduce your debt, and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-222-8518. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-222-8518.
Hey, I'm going to AMPM. What do you want?
I'll take two hot dogs, king-size M&Ms, a newspaper, four bags of Doritos, a disposable camera, chewing gum, a cup of coffee, and some beef jerky.
Isn't that a bit much?
A bit much? A bit much like the swimsuit edition or the twist-off beer cap. Ooh, or do you mean a bit much like a private jet? And when you say much, do you mean like it's a bit much when I can't decide between Maui and Jamaica for my vacation home? I'm just trying to figure this out. I think a bit much sounds pretty good. In fact, go ahead and add some nachos. Let's make it a lot much.
All right. I was just asking.
At AMPM, you can never have too much good stuff. Start living large with a pepper jack cheese sausage dog for just $1.29. AMPM, too much good stuff.
At participating stores for a limited time, while supplies last, prices may vary.
My HD radio has iTunes tagging, which naturally begs the question, where's my flying car? I mean, weren't we all supposed to have flying cars by now? If I can hit a button on my HD radio when I hear a song I like, and it can tell my iPod to remember it so I can buy it later, why don't I have a flying car? What a jip.
iSonic iTunes tagging on HD radio. Get it at Best Buy. HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. Dr. David Amron, if you just tuned in, is a cosmetic surgeon, and the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. And that's why his revision rate is 1 in 1,000 and not 1 in 4.
1 in 4, that's right.
1 in 4.
Well, nationally it's 25%. There's a study that showed that, and it's the highest of any cosmetic surgery.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing this for 14 years. You're the best at it. You do everybody in town and everybody out of town as well. Entertainment Tonight called him.
Well, I don't do everybody in town because there's
said,
a lot of bad liposuction
yeah,
out there.
Yeah.
So,
like everybody who gets,
you know,
liposuction.
I hopefully have very, very, very few unhappy patients because,
right.
You know, I think if I had a lot of unhappy patients, they'd be calling the show and giving bad feedback.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so I haven't had any of that.
Look what you did to me.
And I haven't also had anybody disagree with me.
Right.
So now let's see what happens. I mentioned the one unhappy patient, call in, and then I'm going to get all this disagreement in terms of my opinions on things, which is okay. Because, like I said, you know, I was hoping this show would also stir up some controversy because it's good to discuss this stuff, to have dialogue about what is a proper way to approach things.
Absolutely. If you have any questions concerning liposuction, let's say you're thinking about maybe possibly getting your chin done, your hips done, your stomach, you know, male breasts. There's a lot of, you know, guys that work out so hard and that they have these breasts, even if they don't work out at all and they're so embarrassed about that.
It's a good area to do. It's one of those areas on my website that I term gravitationally prone. So there's a few areas in the body, the neck, for example, the male chest, the back, the inner thighs, the arms, definitely, that tend to get worse with time. So if you're full in those areas, you've got disproportion, what happens is that with time, that fullness starts to drop, and the weight of the fat on the skin makes it drop more, and it gets worse and worse. So lipo not only takes care of it, but it's also somewhat preventative. I don't know what to call this, lipo prevention. I mean, it kind of sounds silly.
SAG prevention?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll try to think of something. But it really, you know, lipo can be preventative in terms of areas getting worse if you catch it earlier on. Because if you drop too much, there's no other option. But if you catch it early, the lipo not only reduces the fat, but actually if it's done properly, gets the skin to lift up and tighten, and it stays tighter. That's the important thing. You create a connective tissue sheet in the fat that supports the skin so it doesn't drop as much. And in certain areas of the body, I mean, you know, if your neck drops, you can get a facelift done. But if your back drops, there really isn't a good backlift.
And
it's going to leave an unattractive scar.
And there's so many people with that when we talk about the chins. If you have any questions at all concerning these parts or fillers or Botox, give a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. But I can't tell you how many people I see that have great bodies and then that sagging chin. And I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do, right?
Yes, it is. It's very quick. There's two ways I do that. Either submental liposuction under the chin, or I do the whole neck as a unit, depending on what somebody needs to have done. And it takes somewhere between 10 minutes for submental liposuction to about 20 minutes for the whole neck to be done under local anesthesia. It's a great thing for guys, too, because you know, men typically want to avoid a facelift procedure.
Sure.
I mean, even more than women do. And if you catch it early before it drops too much, it tucks it up and they're going to delay the need for a facelift or even prevent it. And it's great for that. So let me start to talk about this thing I've been trying to get into, the top five liposuction mistakes. Okay, so the common reasons why liposuction is not done well or there are bad results. And like I've said before, I think fear of a bad result is people's number one fear for not having a procedure done in cosmetic surgery, and that's the way I would feel. I mean, safety, of course, is a big part of it, and that's why local is a safer way to do it. But I think the number one fear is a bad result. So why are there so many bad results with liposuction? What are the common mistakes with liposuction? I finished off with myth number five, being liposuction causes indentations and rippling. And let me talk about the first mistake.
Let me give your number out, too, if people have questions listening to this. 888-520-9710. If you're going to listen to all these myths, if you have any questions, call in and ask. 888-520-9710.
Well, top five, not myths, mistakes now.
Okay.
So mistake number one is liposuction causing dimpling, irregularities, indentations. And why this occurs... Why this mistake occurs is improper technique. It just is that simple. Lipo is a contouring and sculpting procedure. You're not just sucking fat out. You are sculpting, definitely. And this is why I go back and say that it's most important who is really doing it as opposed to exactly the tool they're using. No tool is going to guarantee a bad result and indentations and rippling. It's going to be much more in the hands of the person that's doing it. And it's hard for me on air to convey my approach and how I target each area and how I start deep in the fat and sequentially move up and finish with a flat cannula at the surface and never, ever poke or jab the skin from underneath. That is the reason indentations and dimples occur. The surgeon is poking and jabbing the skin from underneath, and that's occurring predominantly because he's either not paying attention to it or you cannot get proper positioning under general anesthesia, and inevitably you're using a straight instrument and you're touching the skin from underneath or tenting the skin, and that will cause indentation and rippling. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two, I like that sound effect. The patient is not proportioned. The liposuction surgeon has thrown the patient out of balance and proportion. And this commonly goes on. And this goes back to what I keep saying, LiPo is only about targeting areas of genetic disproportion and should only be for that reason. And that's why it has nothing to do with being overweight, underweight, or normal weight. If the person throws a person out of balance or proportion, that's doing them a permanent disservice. And if too much fat is removed from one area and balance is not paid attention to, that will result. So once again, if you're considering getting liposuction done and the surgeon is not really looking at your entire body, that right there is a red flag. So a good result or a great result begins with a complete good evaluation and with liposuction. So that should be done. The person should look at your entire body. Mistake number three. thanks, Gilbert. Mistake number three, loose skin. So let's say loose or wrinkled skin. If lipo is done well with a lot of respect for skin, for the skin itself, lipo will actually tighten the skin, not loosen the skin. Now, why does that occur? Why does lipo tighten the skin? Well, it's tightening the skin because you're removing the weight of the fat on the skin and muscle. It's dragging it down. The skin is elastic and it wants to recoil and actually get tighter. And if it's done well and evenly, you will get a sheet of connective tissue and it will lift and tighten. If it's done irregularly or overly aggressively, it will then pull back in an irregular way. If it's not done at all and you just suck the deep fat, yes, you're not targeting that connective tissue and the skin can become looser. So loose skin should really not occur with liposuction. Actually, it should get tighter. Gilbert, where's the ding?
Gilbert,
wait.
Gilbert, no.
There
we
go. Okay. Mistake number four, the fat returns. Well, it really should return. If enough fat was taken out, it will be permanently reduced to that degree. So when I do liposuction and I reduce the fat from one area by 90%, the person will store 90% less fat in that area. It's just that simple. If the fat is coming back, then either not enough fat was removed the first time around, which is actually better than removing too much fat, I got to tell you. Or what can happen is flab starts to set in, that people are confusing fat with flab, and as the years go by, the area's gotten looser, and they're confusing that with the fact that the fat has returned. Thank you, Gilbert. Give me a ding.
Gilbert.
Okay. The number five mistake is noticeable scars or scars placed in not the best location. And this is very important because where you place your incisions with liposuction, people don't think about this, is extremely important in terms of getting the best result with things. Many times I look at a person who's had a bad result by another surgeon and can identify why they have a bad result. And sometimes it's as simple as the incision, where you are accessing the area from to do your contouring and sculpting has been improperly placed and not done in the best way. For example, if a surgeon tries to get the whole abdomen through one belly button incision, he will never get it. He will leave a donut of fat around the belly button, and you will increase your chance of irregularities by not accessing the area from two different directions. So that's another very common mistake. Do we have time for one caller before we end?
We can take, she's got
quick,
a
quick,
minute.
Quick.
Charisse?
Yeah.
Hey, turn your radio off, and you have about 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Turn radio off. My question is, okay, I've had four children, and if I were to get just liposuction, would it help the sagging of the skin as far as instead of getting a tummy tuck?
It really depends on how much looseness of the muscle and skin there is. And it's hard to say. You have to come in and let me look at it. But if you've got pretty good muscle and skin tone, then lipo alone will most likely remove that fat and actually get the skin to tighten up and lift. If there's a lot of loose muscle and skin, then probably you're going to need a tummy tuck. But it's definitely better and safer to do lipo first and then possibly tummy afterwards. Also, if the lipo improves it enough, it can you can avoid the tummy tuck procedure, which is a much more complicated thing. Is that a complete answer for you?
That's a great answer. Yeah.
Great.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks, Charisse. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you have any questions at all concerning liposuction, fillers, Botox, you can call Dr. Amron. Can you hand me that right there? I handed it to you. No. My sheet. You can call Dr. Amron at his office. And Monday, tomorrow, his staff will get right back to you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Right now, if you call in, you can get a complimentary consult from Dr. David Amron.
And actually, check out the website. It's very educational, expertliposuction.com. I'm going to go back and join my pool party. It's a sizzling day out there. And I'm going skiing, actually, to Whistler on Wednesday for 3 days. I'll be back for the radio show on Sunday.
Okay, good.
See you guys all next
week.
Once
again, 310-275-2467. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station. In spite of
a war. 97.1. KLSX. Free FM.